Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Valentine's Day 2025. Camp Courageous is gearing up for the big Cupid Shuffle. It's going to be coming up this coming Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Durgan Pavilion here at Camp Courageous. It's a free event. It's open to adult campers, their family and friends. There's music, there's dancing, there's bowling, all kinds of activities. It's going to be a great time, so we invite campers to come out and attend that. Unfortunately, the folks that generally do our face painting are not going to be able to be here, so Camp Courageous is looking for artificial fake tattoos to put on the campers, those big hearts and things like that. If you see any of those at the stores, we'd love to gather more of those for the campers. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated to camp, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has also grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Camp Courageous' travel campers traveled to the Durgan Pavilion right here on the camp grounds to experience WrestleMania. They brought their belts and had all kinds of great times and entertainment and food. Everybody had a super time. Just a reminder to folks too, Camp Courageous is teaching swimming lessons. We have tiny tuna swim classes, and we also have regular swim lessons for youth and for adults. For more information, you can go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. Our south cabin, which is a camper cabin, is being remodeled right now. All new windows, all new doors, a new floor, all that is done, and we got a lot more work to be done as we're working with Edwards Creative Ideas on a new kind of landscape with inside the building. So a lot going on there. If folks would like to sponsor that project, any amount is appreciated. If you like one of the four bedrooms, it's $25,000 each. So appreciate everybody's support on the remodeling of South Cabin, a camper cabin here at the camp. It was a treat to have Mandy Miller from the Dubuque Racing Association visit camp this past week. We gave her the grand tour. The Dubuque Racing Association has been supporting the camp for over 30 years, a wonderful organization, and we appreciate all of their support. Had a super time at the Cedar Rapids History Center as I witnessed the oral history of Bob Casimore. He did a beautiful job. Bob and his late wife Janice were very active with the camp, and their daughter Dr. Kim Casimore continues to be active with our t-shirt program. So we appreciate Bob's wonderful performance. Great history, and to hear it straight from Bob was wonderful. This Thursday we'll be down in Iowa City with the Old Capitol Kiwanis giving a program. They're like family to us here at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Jim Close and everybody there for inviting us down to the Iowa City Old Capitol Kiwanis program on this coming Thursday. On Friday we'll be in Des Moines for the American Legion midwinter meeting. A big thank you to their foundation and all their folks that support the camp. We had a great time at Kelson RV last weekend for their pancake breakfast that benefits the camp. It's a free will donation for the pancakes, and then the Kettleson family matches all those donations dollar for dollar. So just a great time was had by all. A big thank you to Gary Kettleson, Molly Breslin, who lined it all up, and just great people. They're a fun group to work with. We were selling fruitcakes, and we sold out, and everything went terrific. So a big thank you to the Kettleson RV. The breakfast was there at their huge location in Hiawatha, but they also have locations in DeSoto, Elk Run Heights, and DeWitt. So a big thank you to the Kelson family for their decades of support of Camp Courageous. The Camp Courageous winter sale is going on right here at the camp in our main lodge. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Fridays from 8 to 6, and they're closed on the weekends except for the first Sunday of the month. The address here at Camp Courageous is 12007 190th Street, and a big thank you to all those folks that have brought things out and all those folks that have come out and purchased items. Of course, the big granddaddy of them all, the Manchester Garage Sale, is going great. It's open now year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to the 100-plus volunteers that make that event such a success. The need of the week are those Valentine artificial tattoos. We're going to be putting those on campers, and they always get quite the thrill out of that. Camp Courageous' deepest sympathy goes out to the family and friends of Ruth Ann Iben. Ruth Ann was 90 years old. She was from here in Monticello. Ruth Ann, her and her family were involved with Camp Courageous during some of the camp's earliest years. She began her career with Iben Construction in 1964 and remained its cornerstone even after her son Jay took over the business following her husband Al's passing in 1993. In addition, she kept a good rein on a team like her that had no slow motion. During camp's earliest years, the Ibens made sure the camp's drives and parking areas were clear of snow. They would deliver loads of dirt and sand and gravel and all for free. Over the years, camp was notorious for constantly borrowing a lot of their tools and equipment. Back in 1980, I distinctly remember the Ibens' reaction when Bosco, the camp staff black lab, walked across the freshly poured pool deck. But after that, they took on the camp's main lodge, a huge project. It was done for $25 a square foot, an unheard amount of money during this time. Lots and lots of volunteers. And what a wonderful legacy Ruth Ann had, and along with her whole family. Her legacy is one of hard work, love, laughter, and a life well lived. She truly had an extraordinary spirit and will be dearly missed by all who knew her. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.